Radical Hindus expand their attacks in India. A ministry lends support to Gaza relief efforts. And an earthquake in Costa Rica opens doors for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. New radical Hindu attacks in India have Christians and non-Christian leaders concerned. Serve India Ministries Ebenezer Samuel says 40 men attacked a pub in the state of Karnataka, saying they didn't like the pub culture. Samuel says,
while the average Indian is ready to accept the changes times bring about, these people have their own idea of what Hindu culture is. They impose this because they want Hindutva to be the only philosophy that would influence the whole of India.
Samuel says it's Taliban-like. He says one of his missionaries was recently kidnapped in Uttar Pradesh.
They kept him, threatened him, questioned him, and they were even starting to beat him. And they said, if you continue to do this kind of work, what happened in Orissa will happen here.
Despite the threat, Serve India would like to send 800 missionaries into the field. You can support one for $35 a month. Meanwhile, President Obama's recent decision on abortion has one organization worried. The agreement to fund international groups in support of abortion will do more harm than good, says Every Child Ministries Lorella Rouster.
We have been personally and intimately connected with the needs of the poor, specifically in Africa, for 28 years. According to all of our observations, funding for abortion is the very last thing that developing nations need.
Most African nations have low opinions of abortion, but many organizations now give parents tempting options.
In our work, we have seen parents under the duress of extreme poverty many times make decisions that were hurtful for their children.
ECM teaches Christ forgiveness, but most mothers still regret aborting. Rouster's asking you to pray and consider emailing the president by visiting our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In response to the disaster in the Gaza Strip, the Bible societies in Israel and Palestinian areas launched a joint initiative called Standing in the Gap. It's offering practical and spiritual relief for the suffering Gazan people. Open Doors is specifically co-supporting a part of the program, which is called Love Your Neighbor, Comfort My People. This immediate relief is targeting the neediest families and can be used to share the hope of Christ with Muslim neighbors in Gaza. Next, relief work continues in Costa Rica after a severe earthquake on January 8th. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism missionary and law enforcer Ryan Rott says the country's not yet recovered.
It is extremely damaged out there, from houses being completely gone and washed out in landslides, families losing animals that were on their farms, basically all that were just swallowed up and buried in these landslides.
As a policeman, Rott helped with relief work. Many opportunities arose to share the gospel with victims as well as other law enforcers.
During times like that, it doesn't matter what a person's background is. If they have rejected the gospel for many, many years, a person is definitely open because death has knocked on their door.
Rott wants you to pray for suffering families and for continued opportunities to share Christ's love. And the Good Shepherd Baptist School in Santiago, Guatemala is just starting the second week of ministry in their first school year. Orphan Outreach has joined them to reach 130 children with not only the gospel, but also a quality education. The student body comes from an area that was devastated by a mudslide in 2005. Pray for the funding necessary to sustain the project, as well as provide scholarships to 30 children. Pray that the gospel continues its transformational work there. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the House church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.